We are joined right now
by Terrence Ravens, Brooks, the newest Raven.
Third-round draft pick, Terrence Brooks out of Florida State, the free safety. Terrence, Jerry Sandusky here at BAL, along with Brett Hollander. Congratulations and welcome to the Ravens.
Thank you so much. It's truly a blessing. Thank you.
So I'm sure you've had a chance to see the likes of the Ravens defense over the years. What are your initial thoughts in stepping into an organization that has built its success for two decades around great defenses?
I mean, that's what I live for, man. I mean, I've always looked up to that defense just as being so physical. And, I mean, they look so bad in that black. I mean, I love it. And it's crazy that they picked me, and I'm so happy they did because that was a team I really liked. And, I mean, I can't wait to just get in there and get started. I mean, contribute to that team in any way possible. So I'm so glad to be there.
And I would imagine you'll know your new running mate pretty well, Matt Elam, a former Florida Gator, a former rival. Now he's a teammate. So you have to be fairly familiar with his style of play. Tell us how your style of play complements his.
Definitely. I feel like, I mean, probably just a smaller version of him. I mean, I love to hit. I mean, I'm not scared to stick my nose in there. I'm very versatile. I can come down on the slide. I can play up high, come down in the box. I mean, it's nothing to do that at all. I mean, he plays the same way. He's fearless. He loves to hit people. I mean, and I feel like just me being beside him, we can be so dynamic back there. And, I mean, even having Timmy there, too. I mean, me and him did a lot of damage at Florida State. So, I mean, we get to do it again. So, I'm just so happy about that, both of them, actually.
And that is a unique thing that you get drafted by the Ravens, one pick after your teammate, Timmy Jernigan. Have you had a chance to talk to Timmy Jernigan and let him know you're still teammates?
Not yet, man. I'm going to call him at some point. I know his phone is probably blowing up right now. Mine's going crazy, but I'm going to talk to him at some point. I mean, it's going to be good to see him again and just be around him. So, I mean, I can't wait, man. It's going to be crazy. We're going to definitely up that defense and just the whole team, so we can't wait.
And Terrence, you had the fastest 40 time among all safeties at the combines. Tell me about your speed. Is that the biggest element of your game? I know you've said you can play both strong and free safety. Tell us about your game a little bit and that speed you flash at the combines.
I mean, speed kills right away. I mean, definitely when I make my decisions, I go fast, and that's something that's really crucial to my game. I love triggering on plays and getting there fast and delivering a big hit. I mean, that's what I'm about. But being speed, I mean, that helps me with guarding guys in the slide and playing up high and getting sideline to sideline. So speed is definitely part of my game that I cherish. So I just got to bring it to the Ravens now.
Terrence, you won a national championship this past year with the Seminoles. How much do you think that factored in the way NFL teams looked at you, since you obviously bring a winner's experience, a winner's mindset, mm-hmm. and you have the experience of playing in a high-pressure national championship game? How much do you think that benefits you?
It benefits me a lot. I mean, Jimbo Fisher, even before that, did a great job at just making practices chaotic and high tempo and just really hard. I mean, so when we got in those situations, it was really easy. And when we got in that championship game, we went through some adversity and all, but, I mean, we were just ready for it. So it wasn't really a big problem. But, I mean, I feel like I'm well-prepared playing at that level and being in that national championship game. So it should be a good transition for me when I go to the Ravens.
Talking with Terrence Brooks, the Ravens' third-round draft selection, taken 79th overall out of Florida State, 5'11", 200-pound free safety. Terrence, you know the struggles that Matt Elam had at times last year playing out of position as a free safety. He's more of a natural strong safety. You're more of a free safety. And I know you went to college as a cornerback, and your speed is clearly that of a cornerback. Are you comfortable playing in the deep space back end of a defense? And are you ready to step into a defense like the Ravens and be the last line of defense for a defense that expects big things from everybody, regardless of age?
Definitely. I mean, we held the same standard at Florida State. I mean, it didn't matter if you're a freshman to a senior. We held the same standard on that field to play a certain way and go about business. So, I mean, whether I'm playing up high, I mean, the last line of defense, I mean, I like the pressure. I like the dependability on me. So, I mean, it's nothing for me to do that and take care of that role.
Terrence, tell me about the next 24 hours, 48 hours for you right now. Are you coming to Baltimore tomorrow? I know practice is right around the corner here.
Yeah, I'll be there on Sunday, actually. They're going to get me in there as fast as possible and get things started. So I can't wait, man. I'm glad to at least get up and go do something now.
Now, I know you've been to Maryland at College Park against the Terps, but have you ever been to Baltimore before?
No, I haven't. This would be a first.
How about the thoughts on playing in the NFL? Everybody, you know, who plays in D1 grew up dreaming about this day when you find out where your future direction lies. But you've had the chance to take the phone call from the Ravens. Take us through that phone call. Who dialed your cell? Who did you talk to? What did they say?
I did get to talk to the whole staff. We went through the whole routine. He said he was going to take me through a routine of talking to everybody. So we did that. I got to talk to Harbaugh and all. And I mean, really, I was just laying in the bed watching it, and I got the phone call and just immediately just got excited.
And what does that feel like when you're watching on TV, you're listening to the pick come down, and you finally hear your name? Is this about where you thought you would be called?
Not at all. I thought I was going to be taken a lot earlier, and I mean, I felt like I did a lot to help myself out to get to that spot, and it didn't happen, so I got a little down about it. But I mean, my girlfriend and her family just kept reminding me that I was going to be okay and the time was going to come. So, I mean, I just had to stay true to that. And I mean, I didn't even hear it. I really wasn't even watching it that much. I just got the phone call and just took it immediately.
Terrence, you had a huge national championship game, a 13-yard sack, six tackles, a couple of their tackles broken, or a couple of their tackles for a loss and a pass broken up in a crazy 34-31 national championship game. Tell us about what that experience was like and winning the title, obviously, and your big role in it.
Oh, it was really good. I mean, I'm glad we won it the way we did. We were down by a lot in that game, and kind of everybody else started to look bad and that we were going to get blown out. But, I mean, Jimbo just taught us to just keep our composure and never change the standard of how you play. And we just kept on being relentless throughout the whole game, and we got the win. But just going through that game, I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, we were a little nervous in the beginning, but after a while, we definitely got the jitters out and just got right back to business.
You obviously know about the legacy of Ed Reed, a future Hall of Famer, what he did as a free safety here with the Ravens. C.J. Mosley is going to have to deal with the comparisons to Ray Lewis. And we talked with C.J. Earlier about what it's going to be like playing in a defense in the same spot as one of the greats in that position. Have you thought about trying to reach out to Ed Reed, who is a Florida guy, not the University of Florida, Miami, but I mean, he's a guy who's in the state of Florida a good deal. Have you thought about reaching out to him and start to pick his brain a little bit?
I definitely will try to at some point. I mean, it's not bad at all to try to learn from one of the greats and just how he played that position. But for the most part, I just want to go there and set my own the mark on that organization and just get to work. I mean, I don't want to model after anybody else. I definitely have my own type of game, and I mean, that's what I want people to see.
And Terrence, welcome to Baltimore, and I guess we'll see you next week around here.
Definitely, thank you.
We appreciate it, Terrence. Congratulations, and welcome to the Ravens.
Thank you.
That's Terrence Brooks, the Ravens' third-round draft pick, free safety out of Florida State.